You write about Romans 12, too, in your book, and boy, that we resonate with that so much. Many of us who do feel like we have these little conversations in our head that can go on and on and on, and yet we will never have those conversations, and so we get ourselves worked up about something that's probably not going to happen instead of stopping that conversation from happening by renewing our mind. What's your best tactic to be able to do that?
Well, I kind of pinpoint where my brain is. And, you know, sometimes I know by my action I'm in trouble. Sometimes I know by my words I'm in trouble. But when I can catch it at the thought level, that's the best place. If I can nip it in the bud, so to speak. It doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes I will overreact with my husband, and then afterwards I will think, oh my goodness, that was totally drama, Mrs. Claremont. You need to go take responsibility for that. And to do that, I have to go in and say, I was wrong. I shouldn't have spoken that way. I'm so sorry. I hope you'll forgive me. Those are very hard words for me. I get flu-like symptoms when I have to say I was wrong and I'm sorry. So I have to really work on myself because my pride is bigger than it needs to be. But the only way you break down pride is through facing what it is you've done that has been inappropriate or unkind. Mm. And once I've spoken the words, even though they may come out in a shaky whisper, once I've done that, I feel better about myself. It clears the air between my husband and I, allowing us to have a far more healthy relationship. So I think that finding the thoughts inside of you and refusing to think on them, and then you have to take it a step farther, and you have to not only refuse the thought, you have to replace it with things like in Philippians 4 that are good and true and pure and just and lovely and of good report. To think on those things, to deliberately do that. But I find that even when I deliberately think on the good, after a few minutes, that old thought tries to sneak back in to see if I'm available. And I have to refuse it again. So refusing and replacing, it is a pattern that helps me to not give in to thoughts that only produce discord.